Hi, I'm Dan Jones with CFWN in Cobourg, Ontario. A two-month fundraiser from the United Way Northumberland will see donations made by area dealerships on the purchase of a vehicle. The Cars for Community campaign is hoping to raise funds to support housing, food access, and mental health services in Northumberland County. United Way Executive Director Alicia Van Dyne says they have an ambitious fundraising goal.
Cars for Community is a fundraiser that our car dealership started about 4 or 5 years ago, and they donate $10 from the sale of every car between September and November. And so it started out with just one dealership. We had Cobourg Honda. Nick over there was the one who came up with this idea. He had seen it in another market. And we started approaching other dealerships to join in. And, you know, I'm really proud to say we've got 5 on board this year, which is really exciting. So we've got, of course, Cobourg Honda. We've got Cobourg Mazda. We have Cobourg Kia, which is new this year, and Campbellford Chrysler is returning to this fundraiser. So also want to send our thanks out to the True North Auto Brokers, brand new last year. So it's been a growing little fundraiser for us. The community is always so generous that people that are looking for a new vehicle, often they'll make a donation and the dealership will provide that to us as well.
So then, take us back. You started out with one dealership. They approached you. How did you see this program expand into the dealerships? How did you approach the dealerships and say, this is a good initiative? And then how have you seen the amount of vehicles being sold and seeing the pot of money rise?
You know, I think all the dealerships are just looking for a way to support charity, and it just seems to make sense for them. It's almost like their workplace campaign. And so when you think of our manufacturing partners like Cameco and CPK, who do the traditional payroll deduction, this was a way for the dealerships to do a workplace campaign without having to do the payroll deduction.
So have you seen it kind of like maybe a bit of a rivalry, maybe in terms of inside the dealerships and among the dealerships themselves, to see who can raise the most amount of money?
You know, I think that just stems from the culture of car sales, because they're all a competitive environment. And for us, over these 2 months, there's a little bit of community competition too. So that's always lovely to see.
So let's talk about what the money does, this program. Where is the money going, and how do you see that benefiting the community?
And so this money directly goes into the investments that we make into the community in our 3 pillar areas: kids can be all they can be, building strong communities, and lifting people out of poverty to possibility. And so the money that we raise through Cars for Community is going to directly support those investments that we're making in the community, in our other not-for-profit partners. And so it's kind of a multiplier, if you will. People make a donation there, and we're able to suss out the best charities to select and make sure that the money is going to great causes. And this year, just a little addition for our special anniversary this year, we had some of the car part and auto sector partners want to support the dealerships in this. And so they were able to provide a donation to us. And so this year we have East End Auto Repair. We have NoCo Auto Works and the Brighton Automotive and Industrial Supply. And of course, one of the newest businesses in town, the Tinney Auto Spa. And so they've made a donation in support of Cars for Community. And it's really nice to see the car sector working together. I think in the world that we live in today, they're definitely the folks who are feeling the biggest pinch, and yet they're still community-minded, and it's very inspiring.
Now, what's the fundraising goal this year?
So this year, our goal is to make $10,000. Last year, we did just over 6, I believe. So it's a little bit of an aggressive jump this year, but we're going to see what we can do.
So outside the dealerships that you're working with, what changes have you seen, or are you trying to get you to that $10,000 mark?
So I think what you're going to see this year on our social media, we have some reels that we're going to do and interview some of the sales folks just to help encourage people to let them know. Because as you know, thanks to Small Town Radio, we're able to reach out to so many listeners, but social media is definitely something that you'll be seeing over the next couple of months on our pages. So I would encourage listeners to go and see and check out the businesses that we're featuring.
Now, if I don't purchase a new car, how do I still participate in the program?
You can actually make a donation by calling the United Way office, 905-372-6955, and just say, I'd like to make a donation in support of Cars for Community, and we'll add that to the total.
Reporting for CFWN and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Dan Jones.